I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has won the country's election. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
This victory hands him sweeping executive powers that he's long sought and that critics say erode democracy and entrench one-man rule. Erdogan is the most divisive leader in modern Turkish history. Erdogan's critics accuse him of increasing authoritarianism. With a high turnout of 87%, his new powers and a majority for his AK party and its allies in parliament, he now has the mandate to continue along that path.
That was Charles Desma reporting. Europe and China will form a group to modernize group trade rules. AP correspondent Charles Desma has more.
The idea is to address areas like government subsidies, fast-moving changes in tech policy, and other emerging complaints in a bid to preserve support for international commerce. American officials have said the WTO, the Geneva-based arbiter of world trade rules, is bureaucratic and rigid and in need of an overhaul. An EC spokesman says he doesn't expect negotiations on updating trade rules to be easy, but they're necessary for multilateral trade. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scorers are dead after ferocious weekend clashes in central Nigeria between mostly Muslim herders and Christian farmers, with one report citing police saying at least 86 people were killed. The growing conflict, by some accounts, has become deadlier than Nigeria's Boko Haram extremist insurgency. Nigeria's president, in a statement on Monday, accused unnamed politicians of taking advantage of the chaos ahead of next year's elections, calling it incredibly unfortunate. This is VOA News. Harley Davidson says higher European tariffs are forcing it to shift production of some motorcycles.